Walter with his classic tune, Duke. A very apt title, because we're going to talk to the proprietor of a brand new venue. It's in Worthing and it's called the Duke House, and the boss man, the proprietor, is Mr. Bob Brooks.
Hiya.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. It's Vicky from Blues Matters.
Hey, morning, Vicky. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. What about you?
Okay, just enjoying a nice cup of tea.
Good. Can't buy you a cup of tea, can you?
Not at all.
Can you tell us about this new venue in Worthing that you're opening, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's called the Duke House.
Yeah.
And it's at the Grand Victorian Hotel, station approach, Worthing, railway approach Worthing, I should say.
Right. And I think, if I read rightly, it's opening on Friday, the 4th of February. Is that right?
Certainly is, yeah.
Yeah? And what's happening on the opening night?
We've got the Desperate Dan Band, which is obviously my band,
yeah.
And plus special guests. I mean, Paul Cox and Jerry Gibson, a few people I've written with, Roger Adams, possibly Chris Farlow. If he's in the country, he says he'll come down.
Right, that sounds really good. Yeah. And how do people get tickets for that?
What tickets are our left, I have to say, Vicky. They can get by going to www.dukemedia.co.uk and clicking on the link, if they've got Google. If they happen to have any other search engine, then they need to go to enter the site and go to tickets.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Right, so after the opening night, how many nights a week will you be having music?
Which should be four.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. And what's happening on the different nights?
Well, Thursday, I'm sort of have the feeling that I may leave that open to an acoustic evening.
Right.
With sort of acoustic blues, folk, alternative, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday is sort of local and up and coming bands.
Right.
Saturdays is a major artist.
Right.
Sunday is fun day from 12 until 7. It's the Duke House band with guests. £7 to get in and food, really.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah. What sort of food's it going to be?
Pardon?
What sort of food will it be?
We're not sure. It should vary for me week to week. I mean, one week it could be a hot buffet, cold buffet the following week, a roast or whatever, you know. So, I mean, it's sort of a potluck, really.
That sounds pretty good
to me. And we'll get value for money.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So who have you got booked in so far?
Let's get to the roster. Shall we? Okay,
yeah.
We have the Wilders on the night after the opening night on the 5th.
Yeah,
they are a band from the Ozarks playing hillbilly.
Right.
Their actual band quote is: "This ain't no sitting on the front porch music. This is hillbilly, and we play the shit out of it."
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Then Connie Lush. The little Liverpudlian blues belter.
Right.
Roger Adams Roadworks, King Blues.
Yeah.
Ian Siegel Band.
Yeah.
Jerry Donahue and the Gathering.
Yeah.
Acoustic Straubs. Buddy Whittington. Louise, Skinny Molly, who'll get quite interesting, actually. Ex Leonard Skinner frontman. Louisiana blues man Larry Garner. Wishbone Ash, Paul Cox, Ben Prestige from Florida, Chris Farlow.
That all sounds Sherman rather Robinson. Good. Excuse me just a moment.
Hello. Okay.
I'm in the middle of an interview. Hello, carry on. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. Right, so... problems with live radio.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
That sounds like it's going to be a real lineup of people.
Yeah, one of the really interesting ones, actually, is John Cleary from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Ace piano player and Bonnie Raitt's sideman.
Right.
Fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
And last but not least, I mean, Mud Morganfield, that's so far. I mean, that's half of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's more to come.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a good venue, actually.
Well, we hope so. I mean, it won't be for the want of trying.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, now I notice that it says on the website the people who bought you the Duke House are back. The people who bought you the Half Brick are back.
Yeah.
And I've done a bit of research, and it seems that the Half Brick in Worthing was a very successful venue. So can you tell us what happened to it, please?
Well, the Half Brick, like many, many other venues, took a good while to build up. But did become a very good music venue. Unfortunately, I mean, we ran foul of punch taverns, basically. So I really don't need to say any more for anybody that's in the pub trade. They're just impossible to deal with. Masquerading as breweries.
Can you explain that for our listeners? Because, I mean, I'm aware there's a problem with tired houses and high rents. Can you explain how that actually works when you're trying to run a pub?
Okay, so you're trying to run a pub, but basically, first of all, the calculation of the rent is massively high. It's not. It's based on what sort of mortgage they have on the building. It doesn't represent what sort of trade you're doing at all. Alongside of that, you have you're tied to buying their beer. Now, it's sort of a good rule of thumb is they're probably paying 25, 30 quid a barrel for their beer, and they're charging you 105. So it's that sort of usury, really.
Right.
In America, it would be racketeering, and they'd be arrested for it.
Right. And what's the effect of that on the pub trade nationwide?
Well, it's crippling a lot of people. It is, and I feel it's safe in saying that there would be, for every person like me, there'd probably be 1,000 who would come forward and tell you the same story.
Right.
There isn't a pub in Christendom at the minute that's worth more than the £400 a week rent, and yet my rent was £1,256.
So in effect, what you're saying is the brewery companies are running their own pubs into the ground?
More or less. More or less, they're in a cleft stick. They can't do anything else, can they? They're billions in debt and don't know where to go. That's it, and they're billions in debt because they haven't thought their business model out properly.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully you're going to be outside of that loop altogether when you're running the Duke House. So
absolutely.
Well, before we finish, can you tell us a little bit about your own band, the Desperate Dan Band?
Well, I mean, yes, I can. We've been as a Desperate Dan Band, we've been going since about '83,
right?
As an idea, which was came out of me coming back into the music business.
Yeah.
Kicked off by a man called Max Gardner, mm-hmm. And it's just gone from, I wouldn't say strength to strength. It's ups and downs.
Yeah.
But it's gone through numerous people in its lineup. Dave Mattox was a drummer for us from Fairport Convention. Robin Goodridge went on to play for Bush. Doug Scarrett from Saxon, if I can mention that. And you know, it's just it's a fun band. It's like a road traffic accident.
Right.
It gets together and whenever it gets together, it's a happening more than it is a set of rehearsed numbers.
Right, so...
That's not to say it falls to pieces, but that's what it does. It tries to bring the best out of whoever's in it.
Oh, that sounds great fun. So 27 years, and that's a lot of gigs in 27 years then, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm not sure whether I'm worn out yet or not.
And have you got one gig above all of those that stands out, maybe?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I think I really enjoyed going back to the Marquee in about, I think it was about 87.
Right.
87, 88, something like that. Or even later, it might be later. We did it twice, so I can't, you know, the old memory's failing me now.
Yes.
But we went in there cold and actually filled the room, so it was quite nice.
That sounds pretty good to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on behalf of Blues Matters and music fans everywhere, we wish you every success with the new venue. And I'm certainly going to be there on the 4th of February. So there we are, the Duke House in Worthing, opening on 4th of February 2011. It's going to be a great venue with the best of live blues and roots. We open with the blues by Little Walter. Let's close with a great country roots track. This is Leave on Helm with The Mountain.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and stripped mine all the coal. When you rose up in the morning before it was daylight, to go down in that dark hole and come back up at night. I was born on this mountain, this mountain.